Cloak. It's deep maroon, large and flowing, with a hood that flops down loose and wide. I look in the full-length mirror and assume the stance of an actress looking over her shoulder into the misty forest. It's so you. Her smile disappears. You'll take good care of it, won't you? It's not a question. The material feels expensive. The folds hang right, not like my other coats, all tense and unsure of themselves. She fusses over it, tugging on it and patting it down in places. It feels like love. I remember how she used to fit us for costumes. I'd beg with her, don't hold the pins between your lips like that. You'll choke. You'll die. I take off the coat and drape it over the back of the chair. Cup of tea? She doesn't wait for an answer. So there's going to be more talk. We're at the dining room table now. Steam warms the bottom of my chin. She's still going on about the coat, so perfect for the Irish weather that I'll soon be returning to. Painful sacrifices will have to be made in my packing to leave room for this big coat, my small inheritance.